This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Thursday. Did you see the She-Hulk trailer?
I saw that it was out. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. I'm going to use that to segue into our next guest in studios. It looks very funny. She-Hulk Attorney at Law, I think is actually what it's called, coming to Disney soon, right?
Absolutely, yep.
All right. It is hard for me to believe we're almost to Memorial Day. I mean, think about that. It feels like yesterday it was like January, and here we are. I know it rained for like 90 days, but look, there's sunshine. You can get outside. You can do something physical and take care of yourself. And Richland Community College and their fitness center, and with Mental Health Awareness Month being in May, we have a studio full of guests who are going to be talking about what they're doing with good physical health and promoting good mental health. It's important, particularly coming off a two-year pandemic, anxiety, and loss of sort of in-person experiences and all of that. We learned a lot. Life has accelerated. You know, a lot of stuff back to the way we did it before. But I don't know, Christy, is human interaction, I mean, it's got to be just different being on campus with kids than sitting in an office with a laptop and on a Zoom call.
I was so happy to get back in the classroom. And when
I get you just to get a little bit closer to that microphone there.
I was so happy to get back in the classroom, but it was funny because when we first came back, everybody had their masks on.
Yeah.
And then when we could take off the masks, it's like, oh, that's what you look like. But it's been awesome.
Okay. Well, and you had to do what you had to do. I mean, no one enjoyed it. No one liked it. No one was rooting for it. But as an institution, you had to do the safe thing by not only your students, but by your staff and everybody's families. And, been a little disappointed in human behavior. You can have your politics or whatever you want, but I just feel like people just didn't seem to give a damn about other people or particularly people that were, immunocompromised or people that were more vulnerable. And so, I mean, I applaud you guys. I know it wasn't easy, but you did everything you could to make it as amenable to students and staff alike. And here we are, and we had graduation Friday night. It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
So talk to me a little bit about Mental Health Awareness Month. This isn't something that deserves a month. It deserves 12 months a year, and we ought to be talking about it a lot more. There's still stigmas attached to this. There's still lack of resources, lack of help. The dirty little secret is if everybody came forward tomorrow and asked for help, there's probably not enough help. But what can you do as a college and a campus to sort of encourage people to think about their mental health?
That's what we were looking at Richland, because when we started to really look at mental health, and that's something that I'm a huge advocate for, we realized that we only had maybe one or two small resources available. So Dr. Zuniga and I, we brought in the Jed Foundation. And the Jed Foundation is a nonprofit. They're going to work with us for 4 years in developing a strategic plan for Richland, where we not only implement resources and programs and have help on campus, but we're also making community alliances with various resources. Dove Growing Strong, we're going to work with homeless shelters, all kinds of places in Decatur to kind of bring the community in to help our students on campus as well.
As well as Crossing Healthcare. I know we've talked about that. They're going to do in-person mental health services with a licensed marriage and family therapist.
And they're already doing that to a degree, but we want to make that more.
And then what is the Jed Foundation?
The Jed Foundation was created by parents who lost their son to suicide at the University of Arizona. Had he had resources there, they don't believe this would have happened, but there were no resources. So it's just kind of been their mission to create this. And Jed is all over the country in very prestigious universities. We are so lucky to have them at Richland.
It seems to me, well, it doesn't seem, I think the statistics back this up, that over the last 2 years with COVID and with the pandemic, suicide rates are up. Most deaths are up. Oftentimes people are doing one to mask the other or try to treat the other. And with fentanyl, there's this whole literally, one pill can kill. I mean, these people aren't intentionally committing suicide. They're numbing whatever pain and end up overdosing. And when you get to that point, there's nothing you can go back to. They're gone. Yeah. And so the idea is to have more conversations about this, to get people to talk, open up a little bit. And I would think with the medical community still calling it telehealth, they got to get a new name for this because it doesn't have anything to do with the telephone. But I would think that there would be more resources available because of the technology and what we learned, and talking to somebody on a Zoom call is better than not talking to anyone at all. So hopefully there will be more resources because of the technology.
And just us at Richland finally really coming out and saying, yes, our students are suffering anxiety, substance abuse. Like you said, the suicide rate has tripled over the last 10 years. Really, you're right when you say mental health isn't just a May issue. It's a pandemic issue. It takes more lives every year than the pandemic did, and it's going to continue to do so and do so and do so long after COVID has been controlled. This is something we need to address all the time.
All right. Well, also with us in the studios, we have a number of guests. Scott Broyles, who's the director of the Fitness Center. Michael Charles, who is a Richland student. And Megan, help me with your last name. Is it Schneidergen?
Schneidergen.
Well,
yes.
That's close,
you
right?
Got it.
Is a Fitness Center yoga instructor. Now, everything I have read, all the research I have done, even walking, doing anything physical is good for your mental health. It helps battle anxiety. It helps make you feel better. Hiking, you know, being out in nature, you can double that. I think the Japanese call it forest bathing. There's something that translates basically that for your physical and your mental health. So, Scott, what are you guys doing to sort of combine these two things to get people to a healthier space?
Yeah, so we take an individual approach when it comes to our people, and we try to find out what they want to accomplish. What are their goals? And then we try to design a workout program that's specific to their needs and their goals. And then we also have group fitness exercises, and Megan being one of them with yoga. We try to connect them with the whole scale of, you know, understanding how important it is to be physically strong, but also mentally, and putting that together, you know, through strength and cardio and stretching. Those are important components, but also relaxation, breathing techniques. Those are also detrimental when it comes to trying to reduce stress, relieve your body from the stress and the anxiety that you might have. If you're dealing with depression, getting outside, like you mentioned earlier, going for hikes and exercising is crucial.
All right. And you guys have group yoga classes, Megan, a couple of times a week. Now, these are open to the public, right? They're not just Richland students?
That's correct. And they are free.
All right. So tell me about this. Is Tuesdays from 5:15 to 6 or 5:15 to 6:15, right?
Yep.
And Fridays 12:30 to 1. So people are invited out to the campus. Where do they go?
So it's in the fitness center. We have just the classroom that Scott has provided, some awesome mats and blocks. We've got blankets, and he's got some nice ambiance lighting in there. And starting, hopefully, well, we started on Tuesday, we'll be doing some outside classes as well to get some sweat going this summer.
Yeah, and just the sun and all of that.
Absolutely.
Now, I would challenge if there's anybody right now kind of going, ha, 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 yoga, go try it. Because you've never been quite so humbled than to have your ass slammed by a 70-year-old woman in a class who's way better than you are at this. It's not, yes, it is relaxing and it is calming, but it is also difficult and hard and strenuous, right?
Absolutely.
And I think people have this notion of what yoga is, which isn't anywhere accurate if you haven't done it.
Right. You think you're going to just kind of be laying on the mat, doing some nice deep breaths, and then you are shaking and sweating and like kind of questioning, dang, this is really working me out.
Yeah. So. But the pliability, the flexibility, also long-term things for your body and your mind to keep you healthy. All right. Michael Charles is a Richland student. I know that because he's got the Richland cap on today. It's like, did they pay you to wear that today?
No, I didn't. I didn't get paid for it. I wish.
You need to get some sort of endorsement deal. Name, image, and likeness. That's the big thing on college campuses today. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. How are you?
Good. Tell me about your involvement from a student level.
So I've only actually been going to the fitness center and pursuing a healthier lifestyle for like the past like 6-7 months or so. And I know that getting in initially is very difficult. It was for me and it is for many. And tying it back to mental health, I know that prior to coming, I had kind of lost touch with like my extroversion. I kind of became a little bit more introverted and also just kind of had lost the energy to want to do anything.
Yeah.
But I had convinced myself to go. And once I did, it's like these past couple months have been some of the most social that I've been in years, I would argue.
Yeah, there's productivity that comes with this that you don't see right out of the gates, but then all of a sudden, you know, months later, you're into this, you're like, man, I'm getting a lot more done, and I'm not as tired, and I'm feeling a lot better about myself and my day and interactions. I mean, there's a physical thing that comes with that. It's a byproduct of just doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I would argue that the hardest part of like fitness and pursuing a healthier lifestyle is just starting.
That barrier.
It's like once you start, okay, so when I very first started, I told myself, I was like, I'm gonna do this for 6 months. I owe myself that. I was like, I'm gonna try for 6 months, and if after 6 months I hate it, so be it, I'll just quit. And now that it's been like 6 months, I can't imagine wanting to just take this and drop it and leave everything behind. It's like you don't realize the immense benefits that come from it until you actually like experience it.
Yeah. See, I throw that challenge back to you, Scott, and people who do what you do is that you guys are animals and you do this and you don't. I mean, it's built into your DNA. Most people aren't that way. Right. And,
right.
And there is a threshold of entering that people are intimidated by. They think they're going to go there and everybody looks like, you know, Venice Beach, and I'm going to look out of place, or I'm not going to see somebody that looks like me. That's that obstacle that people in the world of fitness, I think, need to do a better job of realizing most folks aren't you guys, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
So Richland's campus is a very diverse place, and there's a lot of people, a lot of ages, a lot of different stories. And so getting people to just cross that threshold, that barrier that Michael was just talking about is important, and it's real for people.
Yes, very much so. So, you know, unfortunately, there's this misconception that when you go into a fitness center, all eyes are going to be on you.
Everybody's busy. You know, they don't care about you.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But in a sense, you know, everybody's really there for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they have their own goals. They have their own things that they want to accomplish. They have, and that's where we help them. You know, come to us. We're going to sit down, have a discussion with you, find out what kind of things that you want to change, and what has worked for you in the past, what is working for you now. You know, where do you want to be at in 6 months? Where would you like to be at within a year?
Yep.
And I think setting those initial goals right from the beginning is the most crucial and important part of starting the process.
And then I think once you get there, you'll find there are people just like you, and there's friendly people there to help you and help you around the machines or help you around things you're not familiar with. And it becomes more of a camaraderie thing. You know, if you go at a certain time of day, you see the same people, and they become sort of people that kind of hold you accountable, right? Haven't seen you in a couple of days. You know, they do that kind of positive peer pressure, right?
Yeah. And, you know, Michael has been an awesome advocate for us. He's invited other students to come try out the fitness center. He's got a group of guys and gals that he hangs out with and works out with, and they challenge each other, and it's just become this really amazing thing. We got intramural sports. We had intramural basketball during the spring semester and the winter and spring. He was crucial in playing a part in that, and we were using the DISC basketball courts. We have a partnership with them, and we typically had about 12 students every week showing up to play basketball.
All right. Well, you've lost 35 pounds, right, in 6 months. Body fat 9.1. We just heard from Mark Tupper that Kofi was what, at 8.9 at the NFL camp. So, I mean, you know, you're right there.
Yeah, no, it has definitely not been the easiest, but
don't be shy. Take the credit. You put in the hard work. You absolutely deserve it.
Something I like to say is always be proud, never be satisfied. Like, I still have a lot of goals that I intend to work towards, and I don't intend to stop working anytime soon, but I am proud of where I've came.
All right, that's fantastic stuff. Guys, we really appreciate it. Keep up the great work. You can find out more information by going to richland.edu/fitnesscenter, and then also find out about the mental health services at Richland by going to richland.edu/meta, M-E-T-A. And those are your links to find more information. We appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.